Between now and 2013, the Earth will experience horrific cataclysms and at an ever-increasing pace. They will be the result of a large object generically referred to as Planet X, and it will soon pass through the core of our solar system. This object was first observed in 1983 by NASA's Infrared Astronomical Satellite, more commonly known as IRAS, and was reported in the September 10, 1984 edition of U.S. News and World Report. Many times the size of Earth, it is very large and dark and dusty, and will not be visible to the naked eye for a few years. When it does, it will appear in the sky like a smaller second sun before it leaves the core of our system. While man-made pollution does aggravate global warming, the inconvenient omission is really dealing with the interaction between the Sun and Planet X. You see, it is the Sun that is the principal engine of global warming.
At NSA's building a $3 billion computer center south of Salt Lake City in the desert. NASA, Never a Straight Answer, National Aeronautical Space Administration, granted a $74 million contract to a Prudential subsidiary to relocate their employees. I have in front of me a page from the IBM website talking about their Boulder Business Continuity and Resiliency Services site. And they're nestled at the foot of the Rocky Mountains, 45 minutes from the Denver airport, within 35 to 30 minutes of three regional airports.
We, of course, have a situation in which we have the government moving a lot of these alphabet soup agencies to higher ground. You have the Denver International Airport, which is a real enigma in itself. You have just a number of strange things going on. Of course, the Norway Seed Vault, the Norwegian Spiral.
I knew that it was a scam. What they did was they deliberately drilled into that oil volcano in the Gulf of Mexico because they wanted to create the illusion that man had created this oil spill, when in fact, God had created it by bringing Planet X in. You see, every seabed in the world is now beginning to break up. We are seeing bubbling, buckling, and bulging of the seabeds all around the world. The Coral Sea has had bulging 13 feet.
The need for the elite to gear up with underground bases to start setting up infrastructure makes me wonder what they know. Why would you erect the Georgia Guidestones if you basically, you know, I mean, it looks as if some event is coming. They erected the Georgia Guidestones. Like you said, it almost alludes to the fact that that's supposed to be their aftering event. Like, future civilizations will find that it's written in nine languages. Bill Gates, you know, they're getting involved. All of a sudden, they're seed vaults. You know, it's like, what are they gearing up for? Have you guys heard that they actually put, I don't know if this is a rumor or what, but they put the near-Earth object telescopes on stand-down? I've been told, and I'm trying to confirm this, that they had put some stand down on the near Earth object telescopes as if they know they're going to start spotting something and they don't want them to release information. I've also heard that seismologists have been contacted from the Department of Homeland Security, and their seismograph information that they're allowed to release can't be released unless they go through the Department of Homeland Security. It's a matter of national security, apparently.
Well, they classified space rocks as top secret in 2009. No longer is that information released to the public.
So, you know, I'm just wondering, Rand, if that signifies this thing's getting closer and they don't want these observatories to start spotting this thing.
Anybody who's interested in all this stuff has noticed the massive push to robotize, to automate the U.S. military. And if you just look at where this is coming to, okay, the elites are going to be underneath the ground, and they're going to have their robots on the surface enforcing the law.
What's really happening is what's going on in our solar system. That there's something that NASA knows about, and that what's coming through our solar system is going to cause our climate changes. He said you're going to see really weird weather.
They are the elites because they know what's really going on, and so for sure they're doing a lot more than just building deep underground military bases. They're also getting off planet, and they're moving to planets where there are no electromagnetic fields.
Astonishingly, last month, the United States House of Representatives voted unanimously to authorize the protection of the power grid from solar blasts. We need about 350 washing machine-sized surge suppressors distributed around the power grid. And if we do that, and that should cost several hundred million, we can basically protect our electricity supply, which is the cornerstone technology.
Just a lot of very strange activity happening all at once. And I can't remember a time in which I've seen this many earthquakes in a single amount of time. Just very, very strange stuff.
You know, these earthquakes we've been having are some of the strongest ever recorded. But yet, since they downgraded the Richter scale and started using, I think it's called the movement maximum scale, it's a lot less in severity. So that earthquake that they had down in the one in Haiti and the one down in Chile and the one that got buried in Japan. See, one happened the night before the Chile earthquake. It happened in Japan, a big old earthquake. But that got buried by the Chile earthquake. So, you know, these earthquakes are huge. I mean, they're absolutely huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the frequency of them, it's really been incredible. I mean, not only have we seen the earthquake in Haiti, which is a big one, we saw the one in Chile, as you mentioned, Japan. There's one in Australia. There was even several in the United States. There was one, or actually a series of them, in Oklahoma recently. And there was even one in New York City, in the whole New York area, which is kind of weird. You know, I mean, these earthquakes are happening in places where you normally wouldn't expect them to. I mean, when was the last time Oklahoma had an earthquake?
We saw the launch for the first Gulf War. The incursion was actually called Operation Planet X. That's what the code name for the incursion was.
So when wormwood is coming inbound with the incineration of one-third of the planet, that's wormwood on its inbound trajectory.
And these earth changes, rather than prepare the public, they're going to tax us to death, literally, before the cataclysms strike us, such as giant gravitational waves. They call these super waves. They come from the center of the galaxy. They're supposed to arrive in the next 10 to 12 years as well. And they don't want to tell the public this, the fact that, yes, there's cataclysms. Well, they build underground bases and off-world facilities in Mars and the Moon.
My life changed in December 2008 when the National Academy of Sciences issued its landmark study reporting that the electrical power grid That power grid is gravely threatened by solar blasts. Closest thing we have to a Supreme Court of scientific opinion in the United States, and really for much of the rest of the world, up to 130 million Americans could be without electricity for months or years if we are hit by a solar blast the size of ones that we've got, that we have been hit by in 1859, 1921, and perhaps several others.
Well, we know it's going to happen eventually, Lawrence.
Yeah, the Denver airport, you know, they built this high-tech roof out of this Kevlar-like material, and also it's built on these gigantic metal poles, okay, which I would tend to think, possibly, that could be used to thwart coronal mass ejections, or EMPs, basically, so that it's all grounded out. In order to stop an EMP, you have to ground it out. And they built that airport with the Kevlar roof that's attached to these gigantic-looking lightning rods.
And that's why they built Denver Airport, so they can go underground while we all kill each other fighting for the last scraps of food and water and the rest of it. And I say that these guys are criminals, and we ought to do everything we can to prosecute them before Planet X gets here.
Now, Al Gore, he's out there spreading some of the science and packing with it a whole bunch of lies with the assertion that Earth is warming. And they're using the evidence that NASA has about this extra planet, the 10th planet out there, Planet X, and using it to justify cap and trade and a whole bunch more garbage.
A lot of this New World Order type actions that we're seeing from the elite literally could be a side effect or a symptom of preparing for a total disaster. So we're looking at that possibility. NASA's the one that named it Planet X. They discovered it with their satellite. It's not a conspiracy theory.
They named it. They named it, announced it, and then they hid it for 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that they've known about it for at least 100 years.
Our civilization here of mankind is not the first civilization of mankind that's risen up, been destroyed, and had to start over from some type of Stone Age beginning.
There's been some rather unique last-minute preparations underway, and I would think that this is one of them. What John reported 2 years ago, that Mountain House, a major emergency food supply distributor, was totally bought out of number 10 size cans by the federal government.
Not just our government, but governments, plural, is the inside information I got. And, of course, Mountain House had it on their website that they couldn't promise delivery before January 2009, they were so covered up.
If you look at the physics part of it, if you're introducing a planet 3 to 5 times the size of Earth coming in through the solar system, this explains why other scientists, the more rational crowd, the non-man-made global warming crowd, are saying global warming is going on every planetary body in our solar system.
Exactly.
This is a universal effect, isn't it?
It's a solar system effect.